Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In Romans chapter 2, Paul dismantles a deeply ingrained assumption. We've been talking about it for days, and that is that religious identity provides spiritual cover. You see, the Jew assumed that being marked off by God, and being marked off, what we mean is that they had the law, the covenants, the promises, that all those things placed him in a favored category that was immune from God's judgment. But Paul actually says the opposite. Religious confidence detached from repentance is deadly. So Romans chapter 2 goes right along with what we read at the very beginning in verse 3, where Paul asks, "Do you suppose that you will escape the judgment of God?" Confidence rooted in heritage, activity, or reputation cannot withstand divine scrutiny. God judges truthfully, not sentimentally. And so the same danger exists today. Church attendance, doctrinal correctness, ministry involvement, spiritual heritage, none of those are saving in themselves. They are good gifts, but they are terrible saviors. When confidence shifts from Christ to our ministry credentials, well, then self-deception sets in. So Paul is not arguing that religion is bad. He is arguing that religion without regeneration is fatal. External markers cannot substitute for a transformed heart. True assurance flows from faith in Christ and then the fruit produced by His Spirit. False confidence hardens the heart because it removes urgency. So why repent if you think you're already secure? And that's why Jesus warned that many will say, "Lord, Lord," and still be turned away. So confidence must be grounded not in what we possess, but in who possesses us. Make this your prayer with me today. Father, expose any false confidence in my heart and anchor my assurance fully in Christ alone. And here are two peoples you can pray for. Dennis Lopez and his family are national changemakers in Honduras. And also pray for the JIDA LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.